I walked down and I was talking, I'm praying for everybody down there from all the bars and just praying and just walking down the, and I go over this barrier and that barrier and I finally get out to the water and I'm there looking across Florida, Wisconsin. And I'm looking there and I'm looking up at the stars and the sky and I says, I'm looking at him with, oh, God, you are so beautiful. And he says, hey, I'm right here. Oh! There's a silly thing we do, isn't that something? But do you understand what it's about? Do you understand? If you are not restored, if you have not forgiven yourself, if you have not laid your burden down at the foot of the cross and say, I'm done with this, and walk away with the fullness and understanding that Jesus loves you.
Amen.
He appointed you. He ordained you to go. And I'm going to tell you, those of you who have been in this, sitting here, have been called to preach, you better start preaching.
Amen.
And I know some of you have been up here preaching. Praise God. But if you would fully understand that you're only here for a season, because
I know
I'm going to tell you, you're going to be sent.
That's right.
Because you know what? This is great to come in and get the feeling, but I want you to come in with bucket loads of stuff.
Right.
And lay it right here on it. Yeah! But do you understand what God needs from you now? Do you understand? So I want to stop right now. I've got a 10-mile walk ahead of me. We've got a lot of prayers to pray. We're going to be praying for you on the journey. But I want you to understand that you need to be restored today. Don't wait till tomorrow. Because you know what? Somebody's going to help.
Amen.
Somebody's going to help on your watch. Somebody's going to help. And He called you to talk to them.
Yep.
He called you specifically.
Right.
I know we've got a bunch of musicians in here. Praise God. God's giving you a song. You guys are going to have songs. You won't believe.
Right.
And they're going to be downloaded right in your MP3 player from heaven. Wait a minute. How many songs are you going to come up with? I'm telling you.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord, hallelujah, 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 praise the Lord. We're marching, we're marching, we're marching with the cross. We're marching, we're marching, we're marching with the cross. We're walking, we're walking, we're walking with the Lord. We're walking, we're walking, we're walking with the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 praise the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 praise the Lord.
They gave that to us.
Amen.
Well, boy, did it help.
Yes,
sir. Yes, sir.
There's a whole lot of, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh. We've walked over some incredible terrain.
Yes,
and my brother, he's beating on, my brother's beating on that. He's beating on crash.
He goes back into the boys' bathroom.
He's got to have lots of boys' bathrooms, more than women, I'm sorry.
So he's back there and he's like, hey, hey! And he gets a stick to him. And he's like,
I walk in. This is good. This is great. So we're beating this whole ugly looking thing. So we go into the dollar stores and we get a little, you know, with stick. And then we're thinking, that's all Brother Dan. Brother Dan, we did it wrong, man! He's like, that's a, I can do that. Bring that up here. That's it. Praise Jesus. Now, I'm telling you, how much have you spent on this?
Nothing.
It's going to get a little noisy on Alpine this afternoon.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
You ready for that?
Yes,
we got a flag we're carrying today. We got banners that say, honk if you love Jesus. I mean, it's incredible. It's going to be a fun day today. I'm telling you, we are marching right into everything with my shoes on. I'm not even going to take them off. Right in, Dr. Schultz and me are going right into Jesus. We're going to clean the shoes. But the important thing is, he said, what are you going to do for Jesus? I mean, I'm a wild, crazy guy, obviously. You can see that I don't have a problem with talking about my Lord.
Amen.
Amen. I've learned to just let people show up in there. You know, their trucks and their business, and just shut up and let them come over here and explode on me so I can just enjoy the shower.
Even the house.
Even now. For those we are picking. Oakland County, yours. So we're picking. I said, great! Now I can get our signs to say, down with Satan! Down with Satan! Down with Satan! I mean, it could have picked it right. You know? Amen? So these are the things that are so simple to do. These are the things that you can do. You can make a cross. A lady stopped us. She was coming out of Pozzuoli last night, and we were like, oh, just trying to get in a four-mile road. Right up here on Alpine Street. Oh, man, because we had been praying. We had been ministering to people, loving on people. People are encouraging us, running out. Hey, Jesus, yeah, I love Jesus. And so we just didn't. She ran up to us. This skinny little lady ran up with this cute little hat on. She said, that's not stop. You know, so we stopped and went, oh, thank you, Jesus. Well, they cluttered out at the state capitol. They're coming tonight, I said. They're coming today. I said, they'll be back tomorrow. You'll see some women carrying that cross today. Oh, this is great. I'm going to make a cross. I'm not going to get out of that wood. I'm not going to make a nice paper cross. Well, that's why I'm playing that guy. But you know what? That's what God wants.
Amen.
You see, can you imagine what will happen here in Grand Rapids if you had a whole bunch of you crazy Christians start walking down Division Street with a bunch of crosses?
Amen.
And making a little noise.
And amen.
What'd you do? You just exposed the devil on Division Street.
Amen.
Because you know what? He hates this cross.
Amen.
He don't like that cross.
Amen.
So every time that cross shows up, he says, oh, they got it figured out. Oh! And he has to backtrack. And it'll come in some other way. Whatever way you have open in your life. And that's where doubt comes in. And that's where an offense comes in your life. If you are holding an offense in your life, it is a door wide open to the devil to mess with you. You understand what I'm saying? If you want to stay restored, and you want to do the works that God has called you, and stop waiting to be ordained.
Come on.
Stop waiting for the piece of paper on the wall. If you want a piece, if you want to be, I'll send you whatever you need. If you promise me this,
amen.
I can make it free. Do whatever. Your little seal on the stamp. If you say this is good for all eternity, I'll put it on there. It never expires until you do. If that's what you need to motivate you to go, then have you positive. Oh, this is a positive. This apostle, you're not going to tell him. You all know who he is. But don't be ashamed of that. It's his calling.
Amen.
I'm an apostle. I'm all over this place. This is important. I know my calling. I'm already dead. I'm not given a plot. I have to lay my life down for you. Do you understand the difference between an apostle and a pastor? The pastor gets the sheep to take care of. The apostle lays his life down for the sheep. So the sheep can stomp on them. It's a foundation. Sorry. Right there. Jesus. Bottom. Drop it. Where's the bottom?
Amen.
Right down at the bottom of the round. We're dead. We're dead. And he sent us. Look what he had to do to me. He had to get rid of everything in my life. I don't have a paying job. Well, I do, but it's not. It's holy pain. And I serve you. I have bills just like you. Well, actually, I give it to Dad. Dad, you got me. And you know what he thinks about bill collectors? What is life like their debt? Ouch. You need to understand. It's about restoration, not about revival.
Right.
You've been revived. You're still breathing. You need to be restored so that you can fulfill the calling in your life, no matter how young you are.
Amen.
I'll lose a 10-year-old on anybody anytime. I said, go, Matolo, get him. Go, kid. Go, Michael, go. Carry him. I'll stick a 2-year-old on him. Because they have sharp teeth. You got wounds here from... Oh, you like that?
But this is where God is moving in your life. Today was your day. Today's your day. You heard the truth. You heard the rest of the story. You heard how to keep the story. I hope, I pray that you heard that through the power of forgiving others and then forgiving yourself, you keep the door closed to the enemy of your soul. I don't care what it is that you did in your life. If it is under the blood, it's under the blood. The devil has no right bringing it to you.
Right.
And you have no right bringing it up again.
That's right.
You know, because if the devil starts talking to you, saying, well, you did this, you say, oh, dude, that dude is dead and buried.
Amen.
He is dead, sick, and I ain't going to go pick him up and put him back around my neck anymore.
I know, that's right.
You know, back in the medieval days, when they really wanted to really torture you and really wanted to murder you, they would have a dead person tied around your neck. And as it rotted on your skin, you would just slowly die. That's what we do when we remind ourselves of the nasty things that the devil tricked us into doing in the first place.
Yeah.
Remember that old 70s saying, the devil made you do it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, he didn't. He just enticed you heavily.
Right.
To get involved in some areas where you were offended, and now you're just practicing the things of the devil. And not of the Creator. Lucifer had a really cool job. A really cool job until he stepped out of position.
Yep.
And because he stepped out of position, he needs us to step out of position.
Right.
Because he knows the principles of God. If you step out, you lose your job. So, if I can just get all of his little redeemable creation to step out of position, they lose their job.
Come on.
You know that the Jews believe you're born when you're conceived? That's why they don't believe in abortion. There's no such thing. When the piece of you that leaves God comes and ignites the seed and the egg in the womb, you exist.
Right?
Because that's your soul. He just birthed the soul in you.
That
soul. And if you abort it, it goes back home. It goes back home. But what happens is you stop someone from fulfilling their pilgrimage here on this earth. Amen. You stop somebody from helping Jesus fulfill the plan and the promise he had for Abraham and for us. And it goes all the way back to the garden. He told us what was going to happen again. By the way, her seed is going to step out of your way.
Amen.
He already was getting ready to send the Redeemer. Because you see, the seed was Jesus. Her seed, Jesus, is going to stomp on your head, right? You sneaky snake breath, right?
That's right.
Amen. This is where God is going to help you in your mission. If you understand that your purpose, God knew you before, so obviously you existed somewhere in His heart.
Amen.
In His plan, before the foundations of the earth.
Right.
And therefore, now, you are here to walk out your pilgrimage to make this place that we have dominion over a better place for everyone to live until He has fulfilled His obligation to Father Abraham.
Right.
I'm sorry. God's a God of order. He said He was going to restore Eve in these last days. Oh, why? Why is He going to restore Eve first and not Adam? I'll tell you why. Because Eve has a womb. And the devil hates the womb. And he hates Adam. Who can hold on to some garbage better than a woman? Date, time of offense. Clothes that you were wearing at the time.
Weather condition.
People were in the room when you said. I'm still in the box. Why do they give men toolboxes? Because everything's in there.
Oh, my God! Oh!
Put it in the toolbox, son. My dad used to whoop on me when I didn't put my tools away.
Don't! From there! Remove this forever! Come on, what's in there?
The Jesus.
This is where God is working with us, and that's why Satan hates you, because he knows that the woman is equipped to not only bring us these vessels, these holy vessels, into the earth, bring them out of her womb, to bring here, to nurture them, to love them, as ugly as we are at that time, no matter what.
I feel worse for this. Look at that.
Only a mom can do this.
Yes, I do. Oh, we need to make another one.
But the Lord has purposed each and every one of us for a specific calling. Whether you have, if you're someone that actually has an extra soul, or you're someone that's missing a limb, or you're something. God has a purpose for you. No matter what
right.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
You're alive. You have a job. You have a purpose. God has allowed you to go through trials and tribulations in your life since you've got some experience.
Amen.
No good general goes into the fight without knowing who the enemy is.
Right.
You can't go into the enemy's camp without knowing who the devil is. Right. If you try to go fight the devil and don't know who he is, you won't be survived what began.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, he is going to spank you in the back, and he's going to turn you around, whoop you on the front, and then kick you out. And then you're going to run to Jesus. Oh, God, he's going to cast you out. It says, because you don't know me.
Really?
I have that power and authority I give unto you to even go do greater works.
Amen.
But y'all want to sit in view and drop in 10 bucks every week, and I'll do it. And still go hate your neighbor. Hate yourself. We had a Pastor Frank in our ministry. We call him Professor, because man, I'll tell you, we sick him on every false religion that's in existence of mankind. He's awesome. He will sit for hours and talk to you about your religion and how it's wrong and bring you to the light. And he'll sit there for days if it takes him.
Amen.
That's the way he is.
Amen.
We only give him 15 minutes when he gets up and preaches. We have to conclude this till next week, Frank. We're just like,
that's too much. No. That's too much. I'm still in Psalms 1, man.
But God has purposed us, each and every one of us, to do a purpose, to do a task, and we have to do that. And when you're doing that, you're honoring God, and God will reward you for it.
Amen.
But you can't do that if you're angry with yourself or you're angry with the next person. You see, the importance of forgiving yourself is so precious because it tells Jesus that you love who it is that he created.
There you go.
Not
Amen.
To be lovers of yourself, but to be in love with him first who created you for a purpose, and get a little excited about who you are.
Amen.
No matter what you look like, how you dress, whatever it is, just go do the work. Man, he loves you. Daddy, I was just going to I could have had a Roman table. Therefore, now there is no condemnation for those of us who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk after the flesh, but after the Spirit of love. He gives me the stuff. I don't make the stuff up. I know.
I don't really know that.
Thank you, Jesus. But Frank said, please don't love me, neighbor, as you love yourself. Does that make sense? Not to be restored. If you're fully restored today, you're fully restored, and you will be what God's called you. The prophets in this house, the intercessors in this house, need to be praying.
Yes.
You come in here, you need to be at these windows, you need to be looking out these windows, and you need to be crying out there.
Amen.
For those of you that are in here that need to be out there, cardboard table, guitar, whatever it is, and you need to have your prayer booth there, and you just need to shut up and wait till somebody comes to you.
Yeah.
You just need to just open your mouth, do not be afraid of what it is that you're going to say, and please make some mistakes. Please. Don't be afraid to.
That's right.
Make
under the blood.
It's under the blood. It's okay.
Amen.
You know, because they're not going to remember your mistakes.
That's right.
They're just going to remember that you went out there.
Yes.
You went out to love, because the guys up there in the big pointy tower buildings wouldn't even come out.
Amen.
They couldn't even get in there. Unless they were a member.
and we need to take a look at your bank statements. Oh, and that special is going on in the body of Christ right now. Would you like to see your tax return? Before you can become an official member of our body, we need to see your tax returns. We just need to make sure that you are okay with Jesus on your accountability.
Whoa! You make that much a year?
Come on in. Yeah, don't worry about class. Just come on in here. We got a few great for you. Help you a little bit. You know, he only spoke to the deacons and the bishops. He looked at his family. Just the deacons and the bishops. You know why? Because the deacons and the bishops were the ones who were supposed to be that part of that Holy Spirit time group there. They had to get to keep the body okay. Everybody, what is your needs? Can you help me? Can you help me? You need $3,000? All right, let's see if we can bring $3,000. Hey, anybody here that can? Because you see, there's givers in the body too. I said, well, my brother's going to Honduras for a couple of weeks, going to need $1,000 to get down there. That's the way it's supposed to be.
Amen.
It's supposed to be done. Your offering plate should be out here. No one needs to know what you put in. You're supposed
Amen.
To put it out in secret.
Amen.
Put it in an envelope. Put a number. That's one thing I love about the Lutheran church, even though the accountant knew who you were. The accountant wasn't who you were. But put it in an envelope. You don't even know who it is. I don't need to know who it is. You know, unless you want accountability at the end of the year. You know, so you can take it off your tax return and get back a little bit of what's, you know, what the bank took from you. Can you think about the sand pies? I'm sorry, this little $600 stipend check that you gave me, I should make it, maybe next week. Come on, people. We have to understand that the body of Christ could get restored. We'll turn this nation around. It won't matter who's in the White House. It just matters who's in this house.
That's right.
Amen? It doesn't matter who's in it. I want to tell you right now, I'm going to get a little political here. We'll get a little political here. We don't have anybody to vote for president this year, I'm sorry.
Yes, Jesus.
That's right. Oh, I've investigated all three of them.
Amen.
And the one that we should have had run fought to the very end. But the body of Christ would not rise up and would not do anything because we're so embittered with each other. Well, he's a Southern Baptist preacher. We obviously don't want one of them in there. They're just legalistic. What a great guy to have at the White House. So be praying. Be praying that God is going to put the man of God as the vice president. Because the king's days are numbered. I'm just speaking prophetically for you. And it's going to be a big outcome. But if the body of Christ stands up and starts being restored and starts doing the first works of Jesus Christ, it will not matter what's going on in the White House, you see, because we will run things.
Amen.
We won't have to worry about the laws of the land. We won't have to worry about prosperity. Because you know what? You become the righteous that the wealth of the wicked has stored up for.
Right.
The entrepreneurship that is coming out of this state right now is one of the reasons that God has us walking across the state with a cross. You see, because there was a breach in the womb in Detroit. Detroit is the womb of Michigan. Everything came out of Detroit. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Well, guess what? Jesus says, I want you to bring that cross out the right way, out the Brook Canal, straight down Grand River, and keep walking till you get to Lake Michigan. When you get to Lake Michigan, I am going to burst forth on this state like never before. I am going to start touching the hearts of the Christians like never before. I am going to start uniting them like never before. You are an example of what God is doing. The very fact that a Catholic church welcomed us, a Nazarene church welcomed Amen. Us, is proof to me that God's doing something special.
Amen.
But the ones that would not acknowledge us are going to be the ones that are going to scatter. But you know what? The Word of the Lord says, I will give them shepherds after my heart.
There you go.
Guess what, shepherds? You're the one.
Amen.
You see, God has to unite the remnant now.
There you go.
Yeah. You see, I know the remnant simply by holiness. Anybody that responds to this form, whether it's like, man, what is that? Tells me that they're chosen to be the leaders in the land. That doesn't mean that everybody is going to be lost. No, but there is a group of leaders that God is raising up in these last days.
Yes.
And you're it.
Yes.
But
come
you
on.
Can't lead if you're sitting there.
That's right. That's right.
I'm just giving you your assignment.
Come on.
You've already heard him preach this. How many times have you preached this?
Like, since forever.
Yeah. Okay. So, I met this brother, what? Now we're 3 days, 4 days.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And we weren't really talking about you guys. We are trying to understand what it is that God's doing in these last days.
Yep.
I mean, I have the eyes to see and the ears to hear what it is that God is doing in this day. Can you do that? Do you have the eyes to see and the ears to hear what it is the Lord is doing in this last day? You can't if you have bitterness in your heart.
Right.
Right. But you get rid of the bitterness in your heart, you will be able to now see things and hear things, and your heart will be open for things. Now, when you first met me today, when I came in here today, somebody's been, okay. You know, I try to introduce myself to you as you come in the door. I mean, just, yeah, Brother Bill. You know, brought my team in. Amen. Came in from Detroit.
Amen.
Detroit, Lansing. Why? Because they love you. And they're excited to be here because you're a remnant. There's not one individual sitting here today that is not a remnant. There's not one wolf in the midst of you. You may even think that you're the wolf. Serious. No. You may in your heart think that you're the wolf, but you're not. You're a sheep in wolf's clothing. You just got to and you'll find a whole bunch of, you're just going to get skin. And there's a whole lot of wool underneath all that fur. Amen?
Yes,
and that's. And that's just the truth. This is what God is doing in these last days.
Oh!
This is fun. This is fun. This is fun, folks. Because, you know, it should be enjoyable. It should be all, well, God said. You know what? Hey, that's your God. Just go watch the old, you know, Charlton Heston movies. But, you know, that's your God.
But God told me.
In those words? That's scary, dude. Just be real. Be you. Be who God created.
Amen.
You know, I mean, and I'm not asking you to run out there and get every tattoo in the history that says Jesus down your arm. I mean I don't think that's of God. I don't think you're going to be going out and piercing every, well, I got to be all things to all people. No, you're just being all things to Satan right now.
Right.
Be who God created you to
do. Amen.
Put it in there. You know, he would have put it in there. He put another hole there. If you like, need more holes in your head, just ask him. I have problems with the holes that I already got in my face. Why do I have another one?
Right.
You know, I mean, these are the things that God's been just really dealing with in the end. I mean, it's just, it's a matter of who, what your relationship is with him.
There you go.
Amen. And you should look good. I mean, make sure that you're looking good. Don't go out there and looking like you just haven't taken a bath in 3 days like we did. But you know, the wind was coming from the west, so it was just anybody behind us. We couldn't smell ourselves, so it was really like, you know, I'm not even stinking. Christ Jesus, I'm not even stinking. The people back there were, whoa, what is that? You know? I mean, this is the thing that God wants us to understand. Be who you are. Don't be anybody else. Don't
be
what FTV tells you.
Amen.
You know, be who God created.
Amen.
If you're an artist, be an artist for him.
Amen.
I love this. Look at this. Isn't this gorgeous? Amen. You know, here we are, flowers. And God, and the tears that are coming from the flowers, the praying. That's praying. You know, I met a woman out in California, and she said, like, oh, that's what I do. Everybody just thinks I'm crazy. And I'm looking at her going, praise God.
Amen.
I said, amen. Thank you. Do you know, and the Holy Spirit immediately told me, she said, he says, do you know that every tear that comes forth from your face is another soul that God just won?
Amen.
It just set her free.
Amen.
She says, that's what he told me.
Amen.
I said, cry.
There you go.
Like a waterfall.
There you go.
One of those he's putting in a bucket.
Yes.
And pour it on somebody.
Yes.
Look at this. Oh, this is probably my favorite one. I'm back in the garden again.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm back home in the garden. I got it all, baby. This is where it is. I mean, you're surrounded with such beauty. My sister's that was incredible because she flows in the prophetic. There he is. Look at that. Blood, sweat, and tears. And he looked down upon you and said, Father, forgive
me. Amen.
It was good 2,000 years ago. Because if you live in you, you should be able to look at those people that offend you and know they're not offending you. They're offending him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Not you. You're just flesh and blood. You are operating against yourself. I'm going to tell you, these three young men right now have got more power
than most churches that I know. There's more power sitting right here on this front by these guys. And I love the fact that we're seeing it come. Because the word of the Lord says, come unto me.
Yes.
And do not hinder the little children from unto me.
Right.
Because you see, if you have the faith of a child.
Right.
Because you're restored.
Yes.
You got your innocence back that was stolen from you. Satan doesn't want nothing but your innocence.
Right.
And your life. He wants nothing but your innocence stolen from you because he knows it takes a childlike faith to get things done.
Yep.
He knows that it takes the humbleness of a child to get things done. He knows that if you are ordered to be exalted, you first must be humbled. He knows that's what's going to take to get it done.
Yes.
Do not hinder the little ones.
Amen.
Amen. Do not despise their youth, for a child shall lead them.
Right.
And we need to get back to that. And be the child of God that God's called us to be.
Amen.
Anointed powerhouses. If you would understand, and this is the last thing I want to say, I don't want to say anything. If you understood the energy, the power that is in this room alone, it would change the nation.
That's right.
If each of you would understand the fullness of who you really are,
right,
the calling, what your responsibilities are, you will change this nation.
Amen.
You're going to have to get your passports. You're going to have to get plane tickets. They're going to happen. But you've got to do this. Restore me, O Lord.
Yes.
Restore me. Isaiah said, but none saith restore. Isaiah said, but none saith restore. Well, I say, be restored.
Amen.
And by the power of the glory of God, his restoration upon us, I say to each and every one of you, be restored. Yes. Be restored.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Help him. Here I am, Lord God, use me. I don't care where he is, you work. Start being humble.
Amen.
Stop cussing and swearing when you're out of work. Stop having a light. It isn't going to cost you nothing.
That's right.
Because you'll gain everything.
Right.
Stop hanging out with people you know that are just don't get it.
Right.
Stop hanging out with them.
Right.
That's somebody else that will be ministering to ministry.
Yep.
Please, get out of their life.
Yep.
Get away from them.
Yep.
You don't want them people that are nothing but offenders.
Right.
And you are sent there by the devil himself to keep you offended. And if you don't have the boldness and the restoration, say, that's enough.
That's right.
We ain't doing this in the shop no more, guys. I love you, but we ain't doing this no more. I will honor my King.
Right.
Who has provided everything in my life. And I love you guys, you're going to get restored, or you're going to get your butts booted out of here. This is not an equal opportunity for us as women. I will discriminate, and I am intolerant.
All right.
Tolerance. What a stupid what a stupid thing. If evil keeps you out of heaven,
you know why I know there's a God? Because if there wasn't a God, you'd all be dead.
That's right.
That's right. Because we would have no rules to live by.
Right.
We would have nothing. We'd all be a bunch of animals out there just like me, 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 my, my. There might be one or two left, but we'd destroy each other long
ago. Oh, yeah.
If there was no God, and you're a product of evolution, and if you think that you came out of the ocean somewhere, you're a fool.
Amen.
As a fool in his heart saith, there is no God.
That's right.
And I'm telling you right now, there is a God, and he loves you.
Amen.
He loves you with a purpose and a plan. And I pray that this morning that you heard something that not just touched your heart, but opened your eyes and opened your ears.
Yes.
I love you, and I lay my life down for each and every one of you, because I know who you are. I know your calling. I know what it is that God is going to do with you. Yeah. But first be restored. Do the first works. Do what God's called you to do. Teach, teach, preach, preach. Exhort, exhort. That's the cool part. There's many of you that are going to be out going to the hospitals, laying hands, just going up there and you know, God just came by. Have fun with that.
Do you know not that fire goes before you? Fire comes out of your mouth? Do you know that there are angels? I mean, I can't even begin to tell you how many angels are. You know what? There are angels out here camping with a sword like this, and they are waiting for me. Do you understand that? Do you understand that there are angels posted all around there? There's thousands of them. I have been gathering angels from all over the state, the Lord has been telling me. He said, I've been gathering angels all the time. Because they have a specific... They are as far east and far west now, I'm telling you, north and south. It is the most incredible experience. When we first started in Detroit, it was just a little ball of fire. And every step we took, it started to grow. It started to grow. We could feel the angels. Yes. Absolutely. I had to walk by neighborhoods where I had been wounded. And I had to request my angels that had been posted there, that I'd left posted there for years, to now join me. To come. I said, Father, bring forth those angels that have been posted there. Amen. We need them now. Now we got some war coming up, and we're going right into the end of this camp. We're gonna march the devil right into the abyss. Woo! Let him put out the road and have a little holiday. Amen. Because I'm gonna tell you, if the body of Christ stands up in this day and this hour, we will make the devil most miserable in this nation.
Amen.
Amen. And I am not going to believe the prophecies that have been spoken over this nation, because all prophecies come with a warning, but there is always a way to turn away. Yes, there is destruction that is about ready to befall this nation like never before. It will happen unless we are restored.
Right.
So God always provides a way out.
Right.
There is,
yes.
Seems right. Like there's no way.
Right.
And I'm telling you, there is hell coming to these borders, around our borders. Every place where there has been a law that says that something that was used to be evil is now good is going to be utterly destroyed.
Amen.
It will be utterly destroyed. But if the body of Christ will stand up and say, we will not tolerate these spirits any longer.
Amen.
We are warning the spirit. Brother, I'm not talking. I'm talking about the devil that's been whooping on your butt. You didn't sit there. You can listen, but I'm going to tell the demon that's been messing with you, he has just got to go.
Amen.
I love you, brother, but I'm going to tell that dirty devil, because you know he has no business being in my presence.
Amen.
Amen. Demons do not have the right to stand before me.
Nope.
They don't have the right to do that. I'm restored.
Amen.
And I will make it the most miserable day for a demon's life if you even dare stand before me.
Amen.
I will mess him up by binding his bite and his bite and his tail. Yeah. And I'm up. That's what he's been doing to me my whole life. That's what he's been doing to me. You know, and we can't stop that.
Amen.
Do not hinder the little ones to come out of me. Such as the king of us.
Amen.
Pick up your cross and follow him. For those who do not pick up your cross, you're not worthy of
him. Right.
Pick up your cross with people. Love them. And know that the reward is waiting you. Like I said, the pea brain mentality. Explode your pea.
Amen.
It's like popcorn.
Yes.
It's just incredible.
Amen.
And watch what God's going to do in your life.
Amen.
This never comes without a price. You might lose a few things, but you know what? You didn't need them in the first place.
That's right.
If you have to lose it, you didn't need them.
Right.
This couple, is are they not the prime example of that?
Yes.
If you didn't need it, take it out. Amen. Isn't that great? Isn't that beautiful? Is this a witness or what? Amen. My heart was like, I'm just going through that right now. Glory to God. I don't want to even have a house to lay my head in, you know. But I always seem to sleep at night. Always seem to find a place. I mean, this is what God is doing. So, saints, let us all rise if we can. If we can rise, I just like you to rise. You're all weak. But my brother said that if we're here till 5, it's okay.
That's right.
Amen. When the Father shows up, it's just important.
That's right.
I would ask that the shepherds that God has called to be here to help you, to encourage you in your restoration, I'd ask that both Sue and Carter would just come forward, please. I just want you to just come forward. And I would like the body, you, every one of you, if you'll just come in here, and I want you to just lay hands on
me. Oh!
Come on up. Thank you. God, this is an extremely special day because I get to do what you call me to do. And Lord God, by the power and authority that you have given me, every pure and holy gift that I have, as an apostle of restoration, I place upon this body that is one. This body that is whole. And I declare that everything has been stolen from them unconsciously. Be given back to them sevenfold. Whatever they may distribute to the saints as he is. Heavenly Father, my brother continues to train and send, train and send, train and send, train and send, because he is here to be a coach to the coaches.
Yes.
And as his beautiful wife, Sue, continues to train the prophets, continues to teach them how to seek him, how to hear him, how to know him. Oh, praise God. Lord God, I place the mantle of apostleship upon this ministry. Knowing that, Lord God, there's a price to pay. Not to elevate my brother or my sister, but to explain to them how the required work ahead. And so, Father, as I lay my hand upon the shoulder, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. Lord God, I see it coming down right now. I see the mantle falling from him. And placed on them right now. And the Holy Spirit just showed me that all of your mantles are falling from heaven on each and every one of your shoulders in this room. Young or old and instead, they're beautiful. They're white. They're like prayer shawls. Oh, they're got little bellies. They're just beautiful. They're falling on your shoulders, all of you right now. Because the why I asked you to hold each other, touch each other, is because what I'm imparting into my brother and my sister right now is going into you. That you should go out into all land and preach Jesus. Preach the good news. Heal the sick. Cast out demons. Raise the dead. And whatever you ask of the Father, Abba Father, in the name of the God who saves us, shall be given unto you for the work ahead of you, saints.
Yes.
Those of you who are in this room know that some of you will lay your very lives down in the end, and that's a good thing.
Amen.
And some of you will be needed to be restored and stay in the places that God is going to fly you away for 3.5 years so that you can restore those that will be brought to the earth. God is going to be faithful in these last days, though the world may look so dark that the devil will not even be able to find you, because you will just be busy about doing the work of the God who sent you in the first place.
Yes.
So, Lord God, I declare and decree restoration upon this body.
Yes. Yes.
These saints, these ordained saints from the beginning, I declare their whole lives restored. I declare them forgiven. I declare, Lord God, a mighty power in their bodies, in their minds, and most importantly, that their spirit man will just go.
Whoa!
And I need to let the body of Christ understand that you don't have to sin. You don't have to. That the Word of God is not a word in the Bible that says you have to sin in order to get God's attention. So the next time your flesh is screaming at you, you tell your flesh, I don't have to sin, and you can't make me.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And you demand your flesh to find it in the Word of God, and it will have a hard time doing it because it doesn't even like to open up the Word of God. But Lord God, give them a hunger. Yeah, give them a heart for people. Give them a heart for the homeless. Give them a heart for those who just are fellow saints waiting to happen. Because those homeless people are chosen too. Those people out on the streets, whether they're Muslim or Hindu, doesn't matter, because they're just haven't found you.
Right.
So send out these generals, Lord God, into the harvest. Because that's why they're here. That's why they're alive. That's why they were born. Whether it's music,
whether it's teaching or preaching or dancing, does not matter, Lord God. You equip them. If they get into hospitals, if they get into the school systems, oh, let the little children start preaching at school, Lord God, because the laws of our land can't stop them from preaching.
Right.
If a little five-year-old wants to talk about Jesus, no one can stop him from saying it. Hallelujah. He can say Jesus, 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 Jesus all the time he wants to. Hallelujah. I need to pray. I want my pastor to come here and pray with me. That's a law. They can do that. They can do that.
Right.
Hallelujah. 11 versus Christmas law. Thank you, Jesus, because the ACLU is the one that actually had that law enacted. That if we are not, if we're away from our spiritual leaders, then we can request them to come to our schools.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus, that you're still in charge.
Amen.
And Lord God, you are placing the crown right now on the rose head. I will never forget this thing. Upon my sister's head. And the Lord God said, do not take your crown until you lay it before my people and you see me in trouble. Because that way they will know who you are when you walk in this room. Because the devil will see the crown if you look at it. Because my name is written upon your forehead. I want everybody right now, I want you to take your crown from heaven. I want you to reach up and I want you to receive it. And I want you to put it on your forehead. I want you to put it there in place of place of hope. Well, saints, do not take your crown off of him until you're able to lay it before his feet in glory. Or not a day sooner. This is how they will know who you are. They will know who you are. Do not be ashamed of him. For he is not ashamed of you.
Oh!
Jesus is the King of kings.
Oh!
And you are the kings and the queens that he's established in his death.
Oh!
So go out and rule the kingdom that he has given you with authority and power in Jesus' name. And so I declare unto all of you saints, kings and queens, that you are restored. Kingdom has been restored back unto you.
Oh!
And you have more power and authority now than you ever, ever can imagine. And that you will love each other, nurture each other, and be mindful for those common faults that plague us.
Oh!
That you will be quick to deal with the spiritual fault and not the person. Judge not.
I want you to kneel down right where you are. Kneel down. Please, kneel down. If you can kneel down. If you can't kneel down, then just stand there. But kneel down. Okay. If you believe what I'm getting ready to say, I want you to say it. And if somebody is near you and they don't say it, then I want you to reach over and say it to them. Jesus died for me. Say
that. Died for
me. Did Jesus die for you personally?
Yes.
Okay, say it. Jesus, thank you. You died for me personally. You took all my sins.
You took all my sins.
And you said, I am forgiven.
I am.
And you said, it is finished.
And you said, it is finished.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I am forgiven.
I am forgiven.
Thank you. And now, right now, I choose to forgive myself.
Right now, I choose to forgive myself.
I choose to forgive myself.
I choose to forgive myself.
Now I want you to look at somebody next to you and look them in the eye and tell them, Jesus has forgiven you.
Jesus has forgiven you.
I forgive you. Will you forgive yourself? Thank you. Give them a hug. Give them a hug. It's okay. Give them a hug. Pretend you love them. Dear Jesus. Here we go. You ready?
Yep.
Dear Jesus.
Dear Jesus.
I want to to release your life.
I want to release your life
through me.
Through me.
No more Dead Sea.
No more Dead Sea.
No more just receiving.
No more just receiving.
I want to let you live your life through me.
I want to let you live your life through me.
You gave your life for me.
You gave your life for me.
I want to give my life back to you.
I give my life back to you.
Then you can live your life.
You can
live any way you want.
Any way you want.
Through me.
Through me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Can you help?